I'm sorry, but this is not Mike Inglis style music. I mean, what are we doing here? Mike Inglis likes some guitars and drums. This sounds like a duck or something. What is that? Quackity quack 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 quack. I mean, Mike Inglis, he sidles up to the bar with a frosty mug, a plate of haggis, some George Thorogood or something. I mean, what are we doing here?
Might have walked down Ocean Drive once or twice and heard some old music and snuck on in there. You never know.
Yeah, and he said, I don't like these quacking ducks. I want some rock and roll music. You have anything better that you can introduce Mike Inglis with, Solana?
I guess. But you don't think Mike Inglis likes some freestyle? You don't think he's...
No.
No?
No, not at all.
Solana, he eats haggis.
Yeah, like he's a man.
Yeah.
He's... Picture Mike Inglis listening to this. Are you going to turn this damn song off, or are you going to play the whole song?
I could picture Mike fighting a bear over listening to that song at his house.
Thought it might grow.
Yeah, absolutely. Are you going to play anything else, or should I just bring Mike on?
I'm looking, but I don't know what kind of song you're looking
for. Oh, for the love of God. We're going to go out to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Shop over 1,500 Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. I mean, Mike Inglis, I guarantee you, is already in a bad mood because of the last two Heat games. And now you introduce him with the, you know, quacking ducks. I don't understand. Mike, I just want to apologize. Mike Inglis, radio voice for the Miami Heat. I'm sorry.
I'll tell you something. I would beat the daylights out of a bear if it introduced me to that music.
And I can see it.
I mean, you got to know your guests, Solana. I mean, what are you doing? Oh, you don't want Mike to be in a sour mood, and you're playing, you know, whatever that nonsense
is. Just one time
is.
Some bagpipes or something. One time some bagpipes or something.
Yeah,
like, you know?
A little in a big country. Play some big country for Mike. I mean,
yes.
Come on. Because here's the thing. Let's be honest.
Yeah.
When you're calling a West Coast game, when the Heat are on a West Coast trip, but you're on the road with them, it's 7 o'clock your time when you're calling. It doesn't matter what time it is back home. You know, so yeah, you're going to have dinner after the game. It's a typical night. But when you're calling a game like Denver or the night before Phoenix and you're doing it from Miami because you guys aren't traveling because of COVID, that's a late night. You're not getting on the air till 10 o'clock. And so I know you're the broadcaster, but were the last two nights worth staying up for?
Yeah, each first quarter was. Unfortunately, it's a four-quarter game. it happens. I'm not going to make excuses. I mean, obviously, Miami played real well in the first quarters of those last two losses and played outstanding in Portland. That's why these last two games were a little bit shocking to the system, especially when you get off to such good starts. And then all of a sudden, the second, third, and fourth quarters are like, what the hell happened? I mean, you know, what's going on? And they've got to fix it. They'll fix it. But the race is so close in the East and even in the West that you lose a couple of games in a row like we saw the other night, and you drop all the way down into the play-in part of the playoffs. But there's still a lot of time left.
And, Mike, I'm with you. There's no reason to panic about about the record or about two losses in a row. But this offense, Mike, this offense is getting to me. It just seems like I don't know if they run out of plays or the players get figured out. I call it X's and O's and Jimmy's and Joe's. What's going on with this Miami offense?
Well, I'll tell you, part of the problem the last couple of games is, again, you know, with no Victor Oladipo, last night no Goran Dragic, which really has not helped. In particular, I look at the last two games, and the bench has really had a problem for Miami. It just can't have the starting five doing all the scoring. You got to get some bench points. I mean, the other night in Phoenix, they got destroyed with the bench scoring by the Suns. I think Bam had six shots in this game. In that game last night, in the first quarter, he'd already passed that. He wound up putting it up 16 times, and you saw he got the 21 points. But the bench had 34 points, but it's sort of misleading because they had so many players that eventually come in and, you know, some mop up time. We got to see Strus a little bit, got to see Vincent a little bit, but again, without having Goran Dragic and having Tyler be the Tyler that we've seen for the last little while. You know, Miami, they need bench scoring. They just can't have the starters doing it. I mean, the last game, Tyler had, what, at 5 points, 4 rebounds, 2 of 10 shooting, 1 of 5 trace. That's not Tyler-type stuff. But, again, don't panic. Everybody goes through it. I mean, it just happens that way. But they'll get it, get their act together. I promise you that.
That's what I was saying at the beginning of the show. I said, you know, if you looked at the schedule, Phoenix, we know, has Miami's number. We've seen it a couple times this season, but they're a good team regardless. And no one wins on the second night of a back-to-back in Denver. No one wins on the second night of a back-to-back in Denver. So if you looked at the schedule, these were not going to be dubs, right? I mean, they just weren't.
Well, you always hope that you're going to get one out of the two at least. And it's always, as you mentioned, I can't remember what the statistics are, but it's astronomical at how many teams lose in Denver on the back of a back, you know, whether you're going east to west, west to east. And, you know, for Miami, it was game number 3 on this road trip. And it's a tough place to play. And, hey, it's a damn good team, okay? Even without Jamal Murray, that team stepped up for Mike Malone, their coach. Like he said, you know what, I don't want any of these players thinking they got to duplicate what Jamal was doing. I mean, you know, he's a star. He's just be your best self and put it together, play a little harder, what have you, and let's see what happens. And, you know, last night it was sensational for them. You know, when they had the Joker playing as well as he did, another triple-double, and again, Miami just didn't have enough punch off the bench at the right time.
And you speak about the Joker last night, and he's in the MVP race. You know what I'm saying? Like, he's a monster. Oh. We all know that. But even the game before with Ayton, you know, Ayton had a double-double. I think he had 13, 15 rebounds, somewhere around there. Like, can that be addressed? Because we get killed on the offensive boards, and we get killed on the boards, period. In these last two games, I think we got out-rebounded by 10-plus in both games.
Yeah, the rebounding has been a problem. There's no doubt about that. It has to be a gang situation for Miami, whether it's Ariza and Butler and Bam up. I mean, Duncan Robinson's been doing a nice job rebounding in just about 4 a ball game. And even Kendrick Nunn's getting at least 3 a ball game. But I think you're probably going to see – now, this is just me thinking this right now. I think you're probably going to see maybe a Dwayne Dedmon get a little bit of a crack in there. He looked really, really good in the few minutes that he played last night. And which was a sort of strange, all of a sudden, bang, he's in there, and he's getting more rebounds than a bunch of the other players that played a lot of minutes. But again, he was, only got a few minutes to play. So I think it's going to come around. But for Miami, they don't have that one definitive go-to guy to get rebounds. That's not the way they're built. And so it has to be a gang situation. Everybody's got to get involved, whether it's the point guards, the forwards, what have you. And again, it will come around. It really will come around. But it hurts when it's happening like this, especially after that game in Portland. Boy, I'll tell you, when they won that one and the way they won it, I thought, oh, this is going to be one heck of a good road trip with the way they're playing right now. And then they ran into a couple of buzzsaws.
Right, but the good news is they've got Minnesota tomorrow, and they should beat up on them, and we'll all forget about what happened there. Mike Inglis, the radio voice of the Miami Heat, is with us. And you think I'm jumping the gun there? That's a bad team. They should beat up. I said earlier, every Heat starter should be resting in the fourth quarter tomorrow night.
Yeah, I would hope for the right reason. Not because
right.
You're getting blown
out. For the right
reason. I hope for the right reason. Yes, rest for the right reason. But I would expect Karl-Anthony Towns to be back in that lineup tomorrow, too. He's missed the last couple of games, personal reasons. But he's a big, big problem, obviously. And you got that great sensational rookie in Anthony Edwards. Boy, watching that kid play, it's like a highlight reel just about every single night. It's going to be a tough test. But, hey, you want to win that one, go home. Because you got back-to-back games again when you get home. Against Brooklyn and then against Houston. So you can't afford too much of a slide because you want to stay up in the top 6 in the Eastern Conference.
Mike Inglis, the radio voice of the Miami Heat, is with us. Speaking of getting just a couple of minutes like Dedmon and making the most of it, this Bol Bol last night, the last couple of minutes, I couldn't believe what I was seeing. Dude was a ball handler, had a nice little floater. He looked good.
Did you not think what I'm thinking in my head? When I hope he doesn't break, You know, I mean, my forearms are bigger than his legs. I'm thinking, wow. I mean, he looks so much like his dad. But the guy's got some skill, and obviously he's a fan favorite. You know, I mean, he's a fan favorite because he is so lanky and got up and down the floor, and he did a nice job when he was in there.
Yeah, but he's knock-kneed, Mike. There's no great knock-kneed athletes, Mike. I can't think of not one.
I totally agree with you, and I'll tell you, to give you an example, and not necessarily being knock-kneed, and I'm trying to think of his name now, Porzingis, who is now with Dallas. When I watched his gait when he first came into the league, and you being a former professional athlete, Hawk, knowing about the...
You made my day. 20 years of radio. No one's ever said that and directed it at me.
I figured I'd give you a little bit of an oomph there for yourself in case someone doesn't know who you are and think that you've been a former pro athlete. But, you know, no matter what sport, and you know they're crowded, it's one of the situations to watch a guy run up and down the floor. When I first saw him, I thought, man, I think that guy's going to have some knee problems. And right away, obviously, he got knee problems right away. Now, whether it's from his gait or but I think the pounding when the legs are, like you said, a little knock-kneed or a little different, I think they wind up getting some injuries. And so you just keep your fingers crossed for guys that are like that.
Yeah, no, I was thinking that watching Bol Bol last night. But he impressed me with the couple minutes that he was out there. Yeah.
Well, he was the exact opposite. He was the exact opposite of my history, my science teacher was back in high school, who played for the Toronto Maple Leafs, and he had bowl legs where I'm telling you, he could stand in front of a bus and it wouldn't hit him. The bus would go right between the legs. They were bent over so much. It was scary. But he's the exact opposite Bol Bol last night. But it reminded me of my old teacher.
the opposite. It's knock-kneed when they come in, Mike. It's bow-legged. And that's a country term, bow-legged when they go out.
You got that right. Big, big bow-legged. Big bow-legged.
Mike Inglis, radio voice for the Miami Heat Basketball Network. You'll hear him tomorrow night. Heat and Timberwolves. And you can hear it on 790 The Ticket. You have any rock and roll music that we can play Mike out with? Maybe cleanse his palate from the quacking ducks that you played when he came in?
Come on,
Solano. All right, The Clash. There you go, a little Clash. Is that good, Mike?
That's fine by me. I like that. That's
all
good stuff.
All right. So Solana, you remember that for next time?
I will. I'll bring you in with something better, Mike. You have my word.
All right.
I appreciate that very much.
All right. There you go. Mike Inglis. Thank you, Mike.
Hey, my pleasure, guys. You have a great day.